Hello everybody and welcome to the Across the Stages podcast, brought to you for the very first time by Absolute Motorsport Radio and available on Absolute Motorsport TV as well. I'm joined by Joshua Sutil, and today we're going to be looking at the big news that Sebastian Loeb has signed with Hyundai for the 2019 and 2020 seasons. And then we're also going to be looking at M Sport and their troubles to get onto the 2019 grid. We've been waiting, haven't we, for all of the driver news to come. And boy, oh boy, have we got a big bit of news here. Loeb is finally leaving Citroën and he's having a go with Hyundai for 6 events.
Yeah, it's really, really good news, isn't it? I mean, half a season, basically, for Loeb. After he only did 3 events this year. We're maybe expecting a couple of events next year. Then it seemed like he might not even compete at all. Then it seemed like he might compete at M Sport. And now Hyundai have swooped in. And this looks like a really, really good deal for them. I mean, they really needed something a little bit different. They had a disappointing end to 2018, for sure. For them not to win a title, I think, in the last 2 years has been, you know, pretty bad, really. So to bring in Loeb, I think, is a real statement from the team. He'll be a great driver to really support Neuville in his fight against Toyota and Citroën. So, yeah, really, really good stuff from Hyundai and fantastic news, right? I mean, you know, we could be talking about quite a few wins for Loeb, can't we? And it's only surely going to strengthen Hyundai.
Yeah, I mean, I think with we've seen Hyundai, obviously, struggling towards the end of the 2018 season, but they've got the resources to make sure they've got a competitive car for him. And he's going to be picking 6 events that he's good at. We know that he could jump in the car straight away and perform. So there's no real concern about testing and stuff. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic. I think he will be picking up big results. I think that this is just what Hyundai needed. I think it will motivate their other drivers as well, I reckon.
Definitely. I mean, it also could kind of scare, I think, a couple of them. And we don't know what Patton's doing next year yet. We don't know if he'll be still with Hyundai. But it certainly sort of gives a hurry up to Mikkelsen. Sordo's probably all right. You know, he seems to be pretty happy to share that drive with Loeb, basically. And then, you know, do you think Mikkelsen will get a full year? Or do you think he might be kind of pushed down to a part-time deal as well?
I think he's probably going to miss a couple of events now. I think there'll be some events where they'll want Sordo and Loeb. I mean, mm-hmm. Spain, for example, they're going to want both of them for that one. So I think that Mikkelsen will miss out on a couple of events. It's sort of like what Craig Breen's been doing, I would imagine. But of course, it depends on what they do. But 5 drivers, I reckon, they're going to end up with, it seems. It seems like they'll have Padden or maybe Hootenham for a couple of events, not a proper program, but 5 drivers, that's quite a lot, isn't it?
Definitely, but 5 really talented drivers, and I think they're just too good to really get rid of anyone, really. And that's why they've brought in Loeb, even though they've got some top-line drivers, because they haven't really been performing, apart from Neuville, and Sordo occasionally. You know, they needed to bring in something different, because obviously they had the same formula for the last 2 years. They're the only team that stood still in terms of drivers, so to have this change is, you know, definitely what they needed, wasn't it? Because Toyota were looking so strong at the end of the year. Citroën were looking really strong with Ogier. And now, you know, Hyundai have got this joker card. I mean, how do we sort of pick between those 3 manufacturers for next year?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a big one. And we thought that this season was good. We could be seeing, that could be a titanic fight. I really hope that they're equal in terms of car performance, so that we really see a good battle there.
Definitely. I mean, it might take Loeb a little bit to get up to speed, surely. You know, the i20, I think, is probably quite different, obviously, from the C3. But, you know, it's Loeb we're talking about, so it probably won't be too long before he's on top form. And Monty as well, his first event. I mean, you know, he'll head there as, you know, definitely among the favourites, right, to sort of win right from the off.
I would say so. Loeb and Ogier really are the masters of that event, so that's fantastic that we get to see that. When he signed that Dakar deal to do that privately, I was so concerned that he wasn't going to do Monty, but surprisingly, but thankfully, he is doing it, and that's really good. Obviously, a bit of a change of plan there, because it was supposed to be Sordo. They actually said, oh, it will be the same lineup going into Monty. But they couldn't turn down the opportunity. And as you say, I reckon he will be one of the favourites there.
Definitely, it's like you say, a really, really good fight scene. Yeah, it's unusual to do Dakar and Monty, but Loeb's making it work this year, so yeah, it's gonna be very exciting. And the good thing is that we don't have very long to wait.
Yeah. Shall we do a bit of speculation about what other events we could see him at? Because
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much good at all of them, really, isn't he? So he's
Yeah, no, you could pick, yeah.
probably more of the established ones. Like, I doubt we'll see him at like Turkey or somewhere like that. He
No.
or the new route at Chile.
Yeah.
We'll see him on his sort of classic events, the ones where he's won multiple times on, which of course is most of them. But yeah, we'll probably see him at, what, Mexico again,
Yep.
probably Corsica, of course. You'd expect that one. Sardinia, maybe.
You would imagine Germany. Didn't do it this
Possibly.
year, but there was a lot of rumours about that one. Spain, definitely.
Yes,
100% want
probably
to see
stay
that
away
one.
from Finland, just because Hyundai have been pretty bad there.
Yeah, he's not very good at Finland and
No.
Sweden as well. Those are his two kind
Yes.
of events where he's only won it like once or
He's only
twice.
human at those.
Yeah, and as well, like those are quite fast, which for his
Yeah,
age isn't
that's true.
in the best of ideas. But yeah, it'll be really interesting which six he is doing. But yeah, that's gonna be really good. And it's not just 2019 as well, 2 year deal. So we'll be seeing him in 2020 as well, which I think is fantastic. That really caught me by surprise, that.
Definitely, it's a real commitment, isn't it? It's not just a stopgap because he's got nowhere else to go. Hyundai have obviously paid him probably quite a lot, and he's obviously going to be delivering some good results for them. So yeah, great for him, great for the team, great for everyone really, apart from one team, and that's M Sport, isn't it? It's a real shame. If I had the power, then obviously I'd have hoped he'd have gone there. But obviously, there's just no way that Malcolm Wilson and M Sport can compete with the finance needed to run Loeb compared to Hyundai, and also I guess the car as well. You'd probably want to rather be at Hyundai. So it's a bit of a sorry situation, is it, M Sport? They've got Sunderland, but we don't even really know if they're going to be able to do the full season with one car, let alone two or three.
Yeah, really, really a big surprise as well. It's kind of come out of nowhere. We knew that they might have been down to two, with Ogier going, but I never really thought it was the situation where we could not be seeing them at all. Malcolm Wilson is going to do everything that he can. He obviously really wants to stay on, and from what I've heard as well, he's still pretty confident they can win rallies, not championships, obviously, with the drivers that are available. There's not a championship winning driver out there. But they could get the odd rally win, so he's going to be pretty desperate to carry on. And unfortunately, I think probably the way that they're going to do that is through drivers paying, which then you kind of then as fans we've just got to hope that the right drivers have got the money. But often it doesn't end up that way, does it?
No, I mean, we'll get Sunderland, who's obviously pretty decent. But is he really a rally winner yet? I don't know if it was disappointing this year, to be honest. It's hard to assess him, but he doesn't feel like he can win rallies yet. He'll need sort of an off the, and even someone like Craig Breen, even Paddon at the moment, it seems really, really tough. There only seems to be a sort of handful of drivers that can win rallies, let alone championships, just because it's so competitive. You've probably got what, Tanak Latvala, Neville, obviously Loeb, Ogier. And then maybe what, Lappi, maybe Meek could win the odd rally. But outside of that, I don't think they really have sort of any options, which is a real shame. I think it might be a bit like 2016, when they ran Camel and Ottosberg, and they sort of had the odd podium, but they never really challenged for the rally win. But I think the good thing is he's probably going to rebuild. He's done this before. He managed to get Ogier after that sort of winless 2016. So he's probably already looking ahead about who we can sort of get the 2020, 2021. He might even have to sort of write off this year and just sort of, like you say, use those drivers with a bit of extra cash.
Yeah, I suppose it's all about just keeping their, if they keep their toes in, if they're performing, putting in good results with drivers that haven't got the big pedigree of Ogier, then that's going to attract big names back, isn't it? If they know that this car can do well even with, let's say, slightly lesser drivers, but
Well, definitely. I mean, it's a really good team, isn't it? And it's a really good car, so I hope that can continue for sure.
it would be a great shame it not to see M Sport. And of course, if we didn't, then with Citroën only having two cars because of Abu Dhabi pulling out, which of course has led to Loeb going to Hyundai, we'd only have eight WRC cars on the grid if that happens. And after such two fantastic years for the sport in terms of entertainment, that would be a real big shame if we only had eight cars. That'd be really, really disappointing.
Definitely. I think it highlights the problem with the lack of privateers as well. If you look a few years ago, we used to have quite a few. We'd have sort of regular privateers, and sometimes they could get in amongst the main manufacturers. But now there's basically no privateers, and also, the manufacturers are only running like Citroën running two cars, which is a bit disappointing. And obviously M Sport as well. There's still rumours about other manufacturers joining because I think the state of the championship is really, really good. But I guess M Sport are almost a victim of sort of circumstance, really. There's just sort of wrong place, wrong time for them, and not quite got the backing they want. It's probably not even really a problem with the sport, is it? It's just that most of the drivers are already taken by the other teams, and it's just not really going their way at the moment.
Yeah, I think that it's just fallen in a really unlucky way. But yeah, hopefully, as we say, not done yet. I think we will be seeing them. I would be surprised if they did drop off the grid, but it is a possibility, and they are going to have to find a little bit of backing. But in terms of who will be driving for them, it will either be pay drivers or someone out of Paddon, Breen, Evans. So we've got that to look out for. Yeah, I think that just about covers everything that has been in the news recently. And that's, of course, looking forward to 2019. But very soon, we will have a 2018 review and kind of rankings of drivers from the year. So, yeah, that'll be out pretty soon after this one. And of course, then following on from that, we'll have any more driver announcements. We'll have some kind of content around that, and then we'll be ready to go in Monte Carlo, and we're going to be seeing Sebastian Loeb there, which that really excites me. I'm so happy about that. But yeah, anyway, we will see you then later on for that review. But thank you very much for listening today, and make sure to subscribe to us, whether you're on YouTube or one of our many audio platforms. Goodbye.